Welcome back. New details on the fallout of cryptocurrency exchange FTX. Officials suggesting that former CEO Sam Bankman-Fried, SBF, transferred assets to the Bahamas government for protection after filing for bankruptcy and may have done so at their request. The Bahamian government. Joining me right now is criminal defense attorney and Northwestern adjunct law professor Andrew Stoltman. Andrew, walk us through this case. What criminal charges could Bankman-Fried face if guilty, and why transfer those assets to the Bahamas government?
Well, I don't think there's any question we are going to see criminal fraud charges, specifically wire fraud charges. SBF violated the most sacrosanct rule in the securities industry. He commingled client funds. And worse yet, the new account agreement with customers says he wouldn't do that. So I think the reason why he's transferring money to the Bahamian government is for protection. I don't think he wants to be extradited to the United States. He's going to be charged. It's just a question of time. Even Merrick Garland's DOJ can't screw this one up.
So what do you think about liability? I mean, you've got celebrities like Tom Brady, Stephen Curry. They've been named in the lawsuit, Gisele Bündchen. Could they face criminal charges as well?
I don't think they're going to face criminal charges. Usually advertisers, endorsers like this aren't liable for the criminal activity of a company, but I think at an absolute minimum, they are going to have to pay that money back, the endorsement money. They also got equity. All of that is going to be clawed back, but I don't think they're going to face criminal charges.
So now we want to see what he has to say for himself. Sam Bankman, SBF, expected to testify on Capitol Hill next month. House Democrats are calling for more regulations over the crypto industry, even as FTX donated $40 million to the Democrats before the midterms. No word on whether or not anybody's going to give the money back. I spoke with the Carlyle Group co-founder David Rubenstein yesterday. Here's his take on the whole crypto space. Watch.
It's very risky and it's very complicated, and people don't have the information they would have if it was properly regulated. It really isn't regulated, and so it's the Wild West to some extent. But I don't think it's going to completely go away, because there's going to be some interest around the world in this kind of a currency which nobody knows you have.
Andrew, how does this play out? I mean, clearly we're now trying to better understand who the overall regulator will be, the main regulator. Is it the CFPB? Is it the Securities and Exchange Commission? They all want a piece of it. But specifically on FTX, how do you see this playing out? And what about the regulatory framework for crypto?
Well, I don't think there's any question that regulators went soft on the crypto industry, in large part because of donations from, SBF to various politicians. His PAC raised over $38 million. It was given to various Democrats. And think about it, Maria, the Democrats have controlled the House and the Senate for the last 2 years. What regulations have we seen in this time? There have been none. The crypto industry has been trying to send the regulatory ability to the CFTC, which is an impotent regulator, instead of the SEC. The money has been well spent. We've seen no regulations, and that's on the Democrats.
Well, that's unbelievable. I mean, for these 2 years, you're right. We keep talking about different regulators and what regulators will see, regulations will see, and yet nothing, nothing of any consequence.
I mean, Rome is burning and the regulators are doing nothing, not because they don't want to, because they don't have the power. The money that was spent on Democrats specifically worked very, very well. SBF's PAC, $38 million, it went to Democrats, and it was money well spent for him.
Wow. What? That's just incredible. Really shameful. Andrew, thank you. Andrew Stoltman joining us this morning.
Anytime.
On FTX. We'll keep following that story.